Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, we were asking you a little earlier today, do you give end of year presents to your primary school teachers? If you're a parent with children, I'm sure this is a topic at the moment. Journalist Chrissy Russell is with us on the line today. I imagine this is a bit of a pain, Chrissy.
Oh, it is, but it's even worse than knowing it's coming around. It's just the wait. Because I was saying there recently, this time of year, it's just a big game of chicken on the class WhatsApp, waiting to see who's going to mention it, because whoever mentions it is then in charge of organising it.
Why do you typically tend to do like a group present?
Yeah, well, actually, like, I think this is a really good idea. I'm not always a massive fan of the class WhatsApp, but I actually have in everyone in together the last few years in my son's class, my eldest son anyway. It has been a group gift, but it's last year's mummy had already put the flag up and said, I'm not doing it again. So it was getting later and later. I think there's been times where it's been organised by May, but it was obvious that we were all thinking about it, because one of the mums mentioned then this thing. She's like, are we doing a group gift?
Yeah.
And literally within 3 minutes, she was tasked with setting up a PayPal, and she was in charge of it because she had blinked first and mentioned it.
Do you have to give a present? Like, I'm sure if I had a teacher here on the show now, they'd tell me absolutely not, and we don't expect it. But is this a little bit like the voluntary contribution?
I think so, yes. I think,
right.
And I think the same whenever it's people's weddings and they're like, we just expect your presence.
Yeah, your presence is my present.
No. You give a gift. I think at primary school where it's the one teacher, do you know what I mean? I think it is definitely nice to give something. But I suppose I'm always coming from the point where my mum was a primary school teacher and she got some god-awful gifts. Like every year.
What was the worst?
Well, every year somebody bought her a pair of black tights. Which,
what?
And she's like, they weren't even tights I'd like. They weren't thick. They were really thin. So even like better tights, I think she'd have liked. She got like felt mice, which seems a bit niche. And, you know, the other way, you're always thought is the thought. But yeah, I don't know what thought went into the felt mice.
I remember teachers getting, wasn't it, am I even pronouncing this right? Is it potpourri?
Oh,
do you remember that the smelly?
You see, that's it. Yeah, mummy was probably teaching back there, 80s, 90s. And I do even remember her coming home with potpourri, and she didn't like that either. So I suppose I'm always mindful of having been on the other side and being like, oh, look.
You're there for the analysis, you see, of the presents.
Yeah,
you know all about it.
So this year I'm always like money, always get vouchers.
Sorry, but I was confused. I couldn't believe this. Actually, first of all, because our reporter, Lauren Gray, take a listen, Lauren, to Chris, or Chrissy, I should say, to Lauren. She was out and about asking people on the streets earlier, do they give presents to teachers?
Cash. That's what the parents say. Well, sometimes vouchers, but yeah, we all just give money, and people can give like a fiver or they can give more if they want. On WhatsApp, we just put it together like on Revolut and we give it to the teacher and the assistants and stuff between them. I don't know what the budget is this year, but like last year we probably raised about 250, and that was between a teacher and a couple of assistants. Yeah.
No, we all got individual presents, and I think a lot of what my mom would get for myself or my brothers to give our teachers was, she often went to Avoca Weavers and got like jams or chutneys, because I feel like a lot of teachers get chocolates and flowers and just something maybe like that, or a piece of jewellery. Is always nice. I feel like at the end of the year, we're very thankful to our teachers. It's nice to show our appreciation. So secondary school, I don't think we actually did presents, but at the end of the year, it would be to our year head. So all the girls would come together and we would give some money and then get one joint present. So I think that's nice as well. But primary school, definitely my mom would have organised it. And I think if there's a lot of people out there that they want their child to have something to give to their teacher at the end of the year, but maybe money isn't as affluent as it could be. So I think even sometimes having that activity with your kids and letting them make something, and it's a meaningful experience, and I think a teacher is happy with anything that they get.
We'd all do individual presents, and it would usually be like a mug that said best teacher, you know, those Hallmark presents, like that best teacher would usually be that. Yeah,
like it was your mom would buy it for you, give it to you, and you'd give it to the teacher.
Yeah,
yeah, a card and a present, like probably like a fiver present. Yeah. Like, it wasn't expensive.
Secondary school, there's a bakery down the road from our school, so we get a cake with like a message written on it, like sorry for being late to class or something funny, nice. And then flowers or something. Yeah.
I think in secondary school we organised it as students, like you'd give like a euro each or something, and then you'd get like a card and flowers or something. So it was a bit more organised.
Primary school is definitely the parents. Definitely the parents who organise and just give it to you. Be like, go, that's your teacher.
Cash. Chrissy, how many parents give their child's teacher cash at the end of the term?
Well, that's it. No, you put the cash usually, well, this is usually what I would do. It goes into an account and then the person who's in charge of it then takes it down and makes it into vouchers. I don't think anyone's actually handing over like packets of cash, although, again, going from my mum's point of view, at her side, she wouldn't have said no. But yeah, it's putting it into the account and then usually it's vouchers. But the problem is usually the organiser then gets the head staggers and starts going a bit off-piste and being like, well, I'm going to put some in vouchers, or I also thought we could get these novelty gifts, and then it just all spirals a wee bit.
Listener here has got in touch to say, my wife was a teacher in New York, and at the end of the school year she would come home with about 20 to 30 Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks gift vouchers, all for $10 to $20 each. That's what the going rate is in New York when we were there 3 years ago. Claire says, it absolutely irks me to give teachers gifts. They're just doing their job. Yes, if they go above and beyond, I'd acknowledge it. But this year, I'm going to give a UNICEF emergency gift for children donated in the teacher's name. Lorraine in Dundalk says, I'm a school bus escort for children with autism, and myself and the driver will receive numerous gifts next Friday. They'll range from chocolates, candles, vouchers and wine. But the gifts we value most are the handwritten thank you cards from the students. Yes, with a little help from the parents, but they actually mean so much to us. Claire says, I taught boys for 3 decades, and in that time I was presented with 3 gifts. 2 of them were from students whose parents were also teachers, and one was a bunch of flowers from a Polish boy. Gifts are something boys just don't think about. In a previous co-ed school where they were a lot more common, but the trend of appreciating the teacher is something that definitely ends at 6th class. And this listener, Chrissy, says, I'm a teacher. Will you please, please, please stop giving me mugs? I'd much rather nothing than another bloody mug.
Thinking that during the poll, I was like, not a best teacher mug.
Yeah,
please.
Number one teacher, or a glass, a wine glass with some sort of, you know, character drawn on the front of it. And you're my favourite, you're my best teacher. I've never bought the teachers a present, says this listener. They're paid for their job and their work, and they've great holidays. Nobody buys me a present for doing my job. Yeah, another texter is, having a few months off, not enough of a present. And Leona says, I'm a primary school teacher, and I can genuinely say it's not the presents you remember, it's the handmade cards and the kids and the letters and the cards and the parents showing genuine appreciation. They are what you remember as a teacher. So I would say there's no need for presents, just a nice card. That's all. It's lovely. So there you go, Chrissy. Don't bother.
The only thing I would say is it's been, about 30 years and my mommy still remembers those black tights. So.
Does she? Yeah, absolutely. I'd say you do not forget. 10 euro madness, says this listener. I'm a parent and a teacher. These presents are not expected. They're completely unnecessary. As a single parent of 3, I feel under huge pressure to contribute to the group class present, and I would love to see an end to this practice. Teachers do not expect a present. A card is always much nicer, of course. Keep them coming into us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.